exercise change.
So I guess, Tim, in your experience and from what you've seen people go through in the program, habits are a big part of change. So I'd be interested to get your ideas on, firstly, how to break maybe the more destructive habits or unhelpful habits that we often have, and secondly, how to build or form new constructive habits.
Destructive habits is probably sort of overstating what it is. Sometimes it's a matter of just re-educating your perspective.
Okay.
And I'll give you one example. It's as the years have gone by, yeah, almost all of us have been conditioned to expect to see a larger amount of food on their plate.
Okay.
You know, we did an experiment once where we've got a dinner set at home that was Rosa's grandmother's. And there are plates in there. There's special big plates for celebration times,
yeah,
and there's the normal plates for ordinary dinner time. Now, those big celebration plates are the same size as our normal ones from the warehouse or farmers or whatever it is.
Okay.
So, and just a little change in the dimensions of food make a huge amount to the amount that's actually on the plate, because visually we see width and length, yeah, but what you eat is volume.
Yeah, okay.
And volume goes up by the cube. So it can be a matter of just going, well, maybe I don't need quite so much. Mm. And we provide guides on how to do that and just reorientate your own perspective on what you expect to see in front of you, and is it enough or is it not enough?
So it's kind of like the environment you were talking about earlier. That's just what we're used to. And it's not necessarily a destructive habit or a bad habit. It's just what we know, and so therefore it's what we do.
Yeah, and likewise it is with familiar foods.
Mm, you know, okay.
One of the things that we do encourage is people to eat more legumes, more lentils and chickpeas and stuff like that. And the reason why is because they're cheapest chips. They really are inexpensive, like sort of $5 a kilo or less. They can be incredibly convenient. You can buy them in cans, or you can get lentils, which just cook as fast as anything else, and they're really easy to use. But Kiwis just aren't used to using them.
Right.
So we coach people how to slide those into foods that seem familiar, because they'll soak up the flavours, but they are changing the nutritional profile and what you're having.
And nice
lowering
and
the fat
too.
Content, increasing the fibre content, and they deliver that sustaining thing that staves off hunger.
Right.
So sometimes it's being prepared to try something new.
So a bit of openness around doing new things.
A lot of openness around doing new things. And for some of us it's harder than for others, because we do learn a lot about the flavours we enjoy from what we experienced when we were very little.
How young is very little?
Well, it can be from what your mother was having when you were drinking her milk.
Man, okay.
You know, so if you have aversions to flavours, it may be that you pick those up way, way back in your history.
Right.
So you've got a little bit of change to go through.
Okay.
But if you get to like them, you know.
Yeah, that's all right. I guess another part of that is self-awareness again.
Sort of it being, is very much self-awareness.
Yeah, so how do you go about sort of developing more of a reflective approach to how we live our lives, what we eat, what we do?
Well, in part, as soon as you engage with us, that's going to happen, because the coaches are saying, tell me who you are and what you want to achieve in the next 12 weeks.
Right.
And that's a fairly direct question. Yeah. And of course, you will be asked to fill out diaries, and those be commented on and so on. So there's a whole lot of things around self-awareness.
Mm.
And it's a tricky thing, because you don't want people to become overly attached to measuring and weighing every aspect of their life. Who wants to live like that?
Mm.
But you want enough so that you're aware of what's going on.
Mm. And maybe a bit more at the front end, and then that would drop off after you've got a reasonable
very
idea
much,
of what's what.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, we want things to be automatic.
Yeah, sure.
After a while.
So again, that's about, I guess, those first steps being a little bit more difficult, but having faith that things will get a bit easier.
Yeah.
And you'll sort of, things will become a bit more sustainable as you go on.
Yeah, so changing habits is very much about having the courage to be a bit adventurous. Mm.